Hello and welcome to Ask the Coach for the 26th of November 2019. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running. I wanted to look today at why it seems like swimming makes you hungry. It seems to make me more hungry than going for a run. And I was actually talking about this with one of our runners in a group the other day, and she was definitely in agreement. So I thought I'd have a bit of a look at it. I guess kind of logically speaking, you'd think that, oh, you're swimming in colder water, therefore you're, you know, burning more calories to keep yourself warm. So it certainly doesn't seem to be the case that you're burning more calories when you're swimming. If you just actually have a look at the body shape of swimmers, they tend to carry a little bit more body fat. Like elite endurance swimmers, for example, carry quite a bit more body fat than elite endurance runners, for example. So kind of would make sense if you use more calories when you're swimming than say if you're running, then swimmers would be skinnier. Except of course that then they get really hungry and chow down on goodness knows what. So it doesn't actually appear though that you're actually burning more calories in swimming. Like it's been measured that you're not. If you're swimming laps and you're running it, I think it's something like 9 miles an hour, whatever that equates to in minutes per kilometre. But it's a pretty easy pace, and cycling that you're going to be burning pretty much the same amount of calories, regardless of whether you are swimming in cold water or warm water. So stimulation of your appetite from swimming doesn't seem to be a result of burning extra calories. The temperature of the water does seem to have an effect on how much swimming is going to stimulate your appetite. So there was a study that looked at the effect of water temperature post-exercise, looking at the effect of water temperature on appetite. And it found that swimmers that were swimming in 20 degrees Celsius water, which is quite cool, like that would be maybe the temperature of the surf, or like your average sort of indoor or heated pool, it's going to be probably heated to about 26, 27 degrees. But anyhow, swimmers who are swimming in 20 degrees Celsius ate about 44% more calories on average compared to swimmers who are swimming in warmer water, even though they spended the same amount of calories during their exercise bout. And that was also found to be the case too in a study which had cyclists cycling and submerged in water in like different temperatures. And the cyclists that were submerged in warm water actually ate the least amount of calories after exercise, which also, you know, suggests that temperature just does play a pretty large role in this. When you're looking at people burning the same number of calories, the appetite is stimulated a lot more in people who are swimming in colder water. What is probably happening is that swimming in a pool is making you colder, and that could be then causing your blood vessels to constrict, and then that might prevent the release of hormones that would normally make you less hungry. It's a little bit like why an animal eats more when preparing to hibernate in winter. So it really is a thing that you're going to be more hungry after you've been swimming, but it's not really ideal then to just scoff yourself silly after you've been for a swim, because look, for most of us who are doing swimming as cross training, your swimming workout's probably not going to be very high intensity anyhow, and then just to go out and, you know, and eat a lot, is you're running the risk of putting on a bit more weight. So some of the things you can do is try not to go swimming on an empty stomach. So if you're swimming in the morning, like just try to have something before, even if it's just, you know, a piece of toast and a piece of fruit or something like that. The other thing you can do, make sure that you have some healthy food to eat afterwards. Because interestingly enough, they've shown that not only does swimming make you more hungry, it makes you crave salty foods more. So if you're swimming at a pool and you go past the chip vending machine, you're lucky to grab a packet of Smith's Finest for breakfast rather than have a healthy snack if you don't have one on hand. So just be prepared. Maybe a peanut butter sandwich, something like that, or my favourite, skim milk milkshake. So something with some carbohydrate and some protein. The other thing you can do is like try to warm up and get your body back to a stable temperature as soon as possible. So have a hot shower after you swim, a hot drink, a hot tea, coffee, hot chocolate, something like that. Or you could have a 20-minute run afterwards, which will tend to dampen your food cravings. So if you are going to be doing some swimming as cross training, just keep that in mind that you might get a bit hungry after a swim session. So you've got to be prepared with some food and warm your body up as quickly as possible. Just a bit of planning. Like, swimming's are great for cross training, but you just don't want to be putting on weight if your goal is to run a fast running race, because the more you have to carry around with you, the longer it's going to take you to get around the course.